Joy.
When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Black top, big t-shirt, Billy.
Now that's how you bring it to the future.
The futuristic Mulan.
Moulin Rouge.
Freestyle.
Mulan, I got shoes on. I'm not embarrassed to freestyle. I know you guys are.
I know. I'm trying to be more open and vulnerable with my freestyling, but it's tough.
Are the Aristocats Disney?
Yep.
Those cats, man, they made one of them cats a little too good looking. And by the way, not to me, but to others.
What is the Aristocats?
Oh, dude. This is the type of cats where there's an alley cat, right? And this guy has been, he's a feral, essentially. He's raised on the streets. He's street smart. Wasn't highly educated, but he's intensely brilliant. Now, he gets involved with a beautiful white cat that has pearls around her neck, and she lives in a fancy house, and crazy adventures ensue.
I've actually never seen the Aristocats.
Never seen the Aristocats? This is the way those cats drink milk makes you want to drink fucking milk immediately. lapping up the milk.
Right.
Sweet milk.
Yeah, I like.
Well, we're discussing.
But let me ask you this. No one's feeding milk to their cats these days.
You better not be.
I think it's bad. I think I've heard that you're not supposed to. They like it, but you're not supposed to.
But then why were they doing that for entire generations?
Why were they putting leeches on people's heads to try and get fucking brain cancer out of their fucking skull? Dude,
because it works. Because it works. Because it fucking works. Nate, you're brainwashed by pharmaceuticals. Eric, you're brainwashed by Petco pharmaceuticals. Breastfeed your kitties. It's nature's way. I don't understand. There's no fucking HMOs, GMOs, whatever in breast milk. Chill out.
There's got to be some dogs chick that has breastfed a fucking cat before. No question.
I didn't grow up with cats, and they were vilified in my household, and I was very scared of them until I met Muffy, our sweet cat. No one told me that their tongues were fucking sandpaper. Jesus Christ. No one talks about that. That's not right. I would say it's disgusting. What the fuck makes it so rough? And I don't want to see a microscope view. I'm tired of looking at shit under a microscope. That's all I do.
I heard Steve Martin. I'm listening to this like kind of interview biography of Steve Martin right now, and he said this was one of my first jokes I ever came up with, and he said, "Yeah, I was giving my cat a bath the other day, and it was kind of cats, they're just like they get so crazy when they're giving a bath, but the only weird thing was my tongue had so much hair on it, from hilarious."
That would, wow.
That's a classic. In the 70s, are you kidding me? People couldn't even picture that sort of.
Here's the thing, dude. Because you know my motto is show, don't tell. If I were Steve Martin, you pull the hair out of your mouth. And you show it to the camera. That would cause a meltdown across all the United States if he did that on Johnny Carson or whatever.
Oh, man.
Who is the baddest Disney-style chick of all time?
Oh shit! Here we go. Who is the baddest? Finally,
this is. I've been waiting to
the top 10 baddest Disney princess.
No, but here's the thing: it's always limited to princesses. You could make it any character.
Oh, any character?
So it could be the Hydra from Hercules with all those heads.
Oh damn! Nate, I know you keep fucking drawing pictures of Nala. The grown-up version of Nala from The Lion King. I had to ask you to stop sending that shit. Keep it to yourself.
And I won't.
Jack, who's the baddest?
The baddest of them all?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to run the Rolodex. Obviously, Princess Jasmine comes to mind. There's no question about that. Everybody knows that.
Interesting.
But I'm not thinking all the way back to Snow White. I'm not thinking about Hoppity Goes to Town. I'm not thinking about... What else is Disney? Tinkerbell.
The Little Mermaid.
Tinkerbell. Now, that's funny because it's always the tall dude who ends up with the short chick. And it's like, let the short kings have that. But if you saw me walking around with 20.2002 centimeter Tinkerbell outside the fucking One Oak, getting a fucking paparazzi taken.
Oh, shit.
She's the size of my tooth.
Right. That would have to be such an intense mental connection. Because you wouldn't be able to connect physically. You see what I'm saying?
You don't know the power of mutual masturbation.
You got a magnifying glass checking it out. Yeah, I see you're getting it, girl.
If you could mutually masturbate with any Disney princess, who would it be?
Yeah, it's going to have to be fucking, bro, Kida from Atlantis.
Oh, that's a
remember
deep cut.
Kida? Damn, and she's old as she is old as fuck. By the way, she's over fucking 400 years old.
Oh, what? She's
or even 1,000 years old.
She's a mega milf.
Wow,
mega milf.
Kida? Oh wow,
mm-hmm.
I'm Google imaging this. I've never seen this movie. Yeah. Oh, he looks.
You've
familiar.
Never seen Atlantis, dude?
No.
If they make live action Atlantis, get my ass up in there right now. Not as the mole man. That would be typecasting. Get me in there as the main guy. Please.
Yeah, you look like him.
Top 10 hottest female animated Disney characters. Oh, shit. Well, everyone is going to say Jessica Rabbit, but I would say she's a pick me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Snow White?
Bro.
All those animals are horny for her. You realize that, right? When she kind of sings, all the animals are like, damn, mm-hmm. What the fuck?
And the dwarves.
And the dwarves, too. Oh, good God.
I've done fucking improv classes with Snow White. I'm not into her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we know the type. That's what you're saying. We know. Yeah.
We know the type.
Bro,
Snow White's from Minneapolis. Sorry.
But what about the evil fucking twisted witch?
From Banjo-Kazoo?
Yeah, she's kind of bad, for sure.
Oh, no, I know that. That witch is terrifying from Banjo-Kazooie. The green witch from Jesus.
Frankly?
No, I'm talking about the sexual witch from Snow White.
Sexual? Oh, but she's
sexually
two
attractive.
People. Is she two people?
No, listen, dude. She needs to be the fairest of them all, right? She asked the mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And he goes, oh, fuck, damn, it was you, but now listen, there's a really bad, a baddie named Snow White, and she has actually become hotter than you. Now the Wicked Witch gets insecure. Then she tries to poison fucking Snow White's ass with a poisonous apple. But here's the deal. That witch, on the outside, yeah, she might look fine as hell. On the inside, what she actually looks like is a disgusting old hag.
It's shallow hell. Reverse.
It's, yeah, exactly. Explain it. But I love when they do that in fucking, when you see the hottest chick of all time. But then actually, secretly, they're disgusting. You know what I mean? Like in Game of Thrones, you remember that evil fucking witch? And they cut to her really quick, and she has like a crazy spinal cord sticking out of her back.
Spoiler alert.
I find that to be a metaphor.
For improper
you
values?
Figure it out. No. I'm not going to answer that for you. I'll tell you. Tell everyone this is a critical
at
thinking
a certain point
moment.
I'm not gonna learn. You can't just hand them a packet, yo. This is the future of our nation, and I'm not bitching. I'm simply stating the obvious.
Wow,
I like that video.
What is that? I've never heard
oh
that.
Nate,
what are you talking about, Nate? We talked about it already, or were you not here?
I wasn't here. I was somewhere else.
This is the long-haired educational vigilante who stands up in the middle of class and pones a teacher who goes by the system. Right.
Dude, so many people sent that reel to the Joy Tactics.
Oh yeah, it was Instagram a bunch of different like.
And then there was like Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
That is colloquial. Now I have a question about those witches, Eric.
Keep it coming. Keep the questions coming. What do you want to know?
Okay. So, the witch who's got a crown, who's got the Vegeta hairline with the blue dress.
That's not a hairline. That's a cowl.
I'm not religious.